Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tani Talks Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Sukkah 6, talking about the idea of how many walls does a sukkah really need. The Gemara talks about how really it could be that we need two walls and a tefach. But some say that there are some that really say that you really need three and a tefach. Really, you kind of need four walls. Of course, nowadays, most of us, many people have the four full walls, sometimes using the house as a wall or whatnot. We know there are different ideas involved with the thinking about the Dofen Akuma and different aspects. But the regular sukkah where you build and the sukkah we build now on our back porch is the four walls. And here the Gemara talks about why there's a fourth wall. Rav Masna said, Rav Shimon's reasoning for requiring a fourth wall derives from here, from the pasuk in Yeshaya, and there will be a sukkah as a shade from heat in the daytime, as a protection and refuge from storm and from rain. Meaning, a sukkah lacking a fourth wall, the notes point out, clearly cannot be a refuge from the rain, since the wind will carry the rain through the open fourth side. Although practical halacha is generally not derived from the books of the prophets, Rav Masna held that Rav Shimon used the Yeshaya verse to clarify, only to clarify how to interpret the in sukkah's verse. You should know when we talk about the sukkah being blown away, the previous sukkah we had, which was bigger, like a 16 foot by 8 foot that we got from my mom, was a three walled sukkah using the fourth wall from the house, and it did always sway in the wind. And one time, one year, there was a massive storm, a massive wind, and it literally bent one of the walls out of shape. So when we switched over to the one we use now, the 8x12, I really wanted it to be four walls. And my mom gave that one to us also, thank God. And it's four walls so that it could stand up to the wind. And this past year, I finally figured out a handy method how to keep the sechach a little bit down, to tie it down to the area so that it could not blow away. But the idea of having the four walls is so that it doesn't go away in the wind or in the storms, and it could be a shade and it could be a protection and a refuge. And focusing in on the idea of protection and refuge, thinking about how the sukkah itself, we go out, we put our trust in Hashem, we put our faith in Hashem that He will protect us, showing Him that our permanent houses are really not permanent. Really, it's all in Hashem. The mezuzah, the protection, we realize it comes from Hashem. We go to the sukkah and we realize that everything, all the protection is from Hashem. And really in life, when we go through our days and we go through our life, we should realize the only thing that really protects us is Hashem Himself. And the best way to get that, to get Hashem's full countenance, full love, is to follow the way of the Torah, to follow the way of the mitzvos, and to learn Torah every day. That's the best type of protection. That's the best type of magain you could ever have. To be involved in a Torah lifestyle, to be involved in Hashem's caring embraces, to be an Eved Hashem, to be a true servant of Hashem, following in His ways, and then feel His compassion coming right back towards you. And that's what they say, the only description Moshe had of himself that he wanted in the Torah, the only description written about him was Eved Hashem. You know, there could have been a million things written about Moshe. Moshe was the greatest prophet of all time, the most humble person of all time, which both of them we actually know from the Torah, from the Tanakh and in general. But the main thing written about him at his death in the end of Devarim, it says Eved Hashem, because that's the highest compliment somebody can get. And that's the best way to have the protection and the refuge in life, to be a true Eved Hashem, servant of Hashem, even if you keep falling, even if you keep stumbling. When you follow Hashem, you do the mitzvahs, you do the chesed, you can get that protection, you can get that refuge. Sheva yibol tzad efekam, even though a person falls and gets up and falls up and again from Mishlei that Pasuk teaches us, you still keep on trucking, you still keep on going and persevering to be involved in those things in order to understand that Hashem can really protect you in those ways. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 7 here on the TTD.